Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis. I think we're getting moving a little late, so we should do it quickly. And the last thing that we learned were the various things that cause anxiety. And so we continue on with various gestures that a person can make that can also bring on him different states. For instance, some of these states are pretty obvious. Yada Asuya, Darga Lapakta, somebody who keeps his hands, generally speaking, over his lips, between his nostrils and his lips, which is a sign, basically, of fear. So, indeed, it's a Darga, it's like a ladder on the way to Pachad, because it actually induces Pachad. Yada Aputa, this is my favorite for the Daf Yomi, with your hands on your forehead, that's a ladder to sleep. Again, because that's what you usually do when you're tired. Tana ochlenu mashkin tachas amita afilu mechupim bekley barzel ruach ra'ah shore aleihem. You cannot keep foodstuffs and something to drink underneath your bed, even if they're completely covered and they're sealed. Doesn't matter. There's a ruach ra'ah that lies on them. It can cause a sakona. And this, in fact, we are zohir from. Tana rabbanu lo yishta adam mayim lo belele revi yois velo belele shavasois. A person should not drink water in the dark on the nights of Wednesday, in other words, Tuesday night, and the nights of Shabbos, it's Friday night. And we'll see later on that the Chachamim limited the appearance of Shadim to those nights. So those nights you cannot drink without being able to see the water. My sakana, ruach ra'a. If in fact you're thirsty and you have to drink, so what do you what can you say? You should say Neima the Shiva Kulish Omar David Al Hamayim Vahada Nishta. You should say over David's Tehillah, which is about the Kol Hashem, and that chases away the Ruach Ra. Shema Kol Hashem Al Hamayim Kela Kavodirim Hashem Hamayim Rabim Kol Hashem Bekeach Kol Hashem Mehadar. Kol Hashem shaver arazim veishaber hasemesh hazeh alvanon. Kol Hashem chotzev avoseish. Kol Hashem yachim mibar yachil Hashem mibar kadesh. Kol Hashem yachulel ayalos veyachasov yaros veyachol kol merchavot vilo. If you're unable to do that, leimahach, you should say the following incantation. Although the words are actually meaningful, but they don't add up to anything. Lu shafan anigron anirdevin ben kochove yasivna ben beli shmeni azilna. Which literally. It means a rabbit cage is healthy for those who are running away. I sit between the stars. The last part makes sense, as Rambam says, and I'm all surrounded by thin and fat people. So if you like thin people, there's people all around that are thinner than me. If you like fat people, there's people all around fatter than me. What do you need me for? Again, it's just an incantation. The ilo, if you're unable to remember that, if there's somebody with you, and although he's sleeping and it's the middle of the night, but you got a drink, you need to wake him up. Valemale, and tell him and call him by his name and say, Planya Barpalnata, Tzachina Maya, so and so, the son of his mother's name, I'm really thirsty. And then Hodar Nishte, because this way the Ruchais have the sense that there's a lot of people around. You're like no longer alone, huh? V'ilo, if you don't have somebody, mekarkish nachtama achatzba, just make a lot of noise. Take the top of a barrel and bang on it, and that way it sounds like you've got an army around you. V'ara nishte. V'ilo, if that doesn't, you can't. Don't have that available. Nishte b'amiri, throw something into the water. V'ara nishte. Until now we've been referring to, when we talked about Leila Revia, Zole Shabbos, we're talking about Kalin. Here we're talking about drinking directly from a pond or directly from water that's flowing. Actually, the Gemara in Brochas says that you can't drink directly with your mouth ever, unless you see what you're drinking, because of you may end up swallowing a leech, which will lodge in your throat and can end up causing you psychotic. Amazing, it always sounded so far-fetched. Last year, there was mamish maisa like this. Someone had it was in it. They had it on the internet. They mamish removed like a large leech that had grown inside. They apparently had swallowed it and lodged like right at the back of their mouth. But here it's talking about where you're not drinking directly. You put the water in your hand. That'll do it for you. This won't happen again. there's no chashash, but over here there's a different chashash. Mipnei ha-sakana. My sakana, what is that danger? Sakana shavriri. Shavriri actually refers to an illness that affects the eyes, which you're blind, but it's the name of a ruach ra, which they viewed as affecting the eyes. And what do you do if you're thirsty? Don't have any choice. It's Tzachi Maitakante. To eat, Yiddish Shpade, if somebody's there, so you do the old shtick again. Maybe plan your bar panata, Tzachina Maya. Ve'ilo, but if not, you should say to yourself, again, an incantation, that you'd say your own name. Planya. Hey, Ari. If that's who your name is. My mommy always told me, Amrali Imi, my mommy always told me, Izdaya Mishavriri. Better watch out from Shavriri, and then you start breaking the name down. Done. So Mishavriri, Shavriri, Riri, 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 until finally that pops it. It pops the demon. And then you end it by saying, Tzachina Maya Bekasi Chivri. I'm really thirsty for water over here in earthenware containers, or in white containers. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah now. So I have this little interlude. Thank heavens. So even from the Tamchoy, an Ani is supposed to, who actually survives on daily food that's being given out by the charity and the, what do they call it, the food. What do they call that thing when they would go around?
Where?
The kitchen. And
Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, Meals on Wheels. They got a soup kitchen. So this guy has absolutely nothing. Nonetheless, he should have arba kesis. So Zimmer, yeah, obviously, we'll understand. The community is not. We have to support the poor according to what it is that they need. You shouldn't take it. Well, what's the chiddush? No, Nitzchel, Filu Rabbi Akiva. Chiddush over here is in terms of the Oni himself. Because Rabbi Akiva's shita is asei shabbat chachol v'al tiktarech lebrios. So even though you have a chiyuv gomer to have shalosh sudos on Shabbos, if you don't have money, it's not a chiyuv to go and to accept charity in order to be able to have a sudos Shabbos. So you'll have a chol Shabbos, but it's more important. Some say it's even more of an onik for Shabbos is not to be dependent on others. We were talking about this last night. So even though that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. And normally by Shabbos, what we say is Oseu Davar Muad Betoch Beisach. We should do something small to indicate that it's Shabbos. For instance, what do we mean something small? Mind you, Omer of Papa Kasadar Sanat. Very interesting that this became so fundamental to poor Jews. Kasadar Sanat is basically a little bit of herring. Literally, I mean, the Kasadar Sanat was fish. They used to. Take a small fish, like our herrings, cut it, and put it into a sauce or to fry it in bread and so on. So that became now the Yiddish idea. You have a little kiddush or something, there's always a little bit of herring. And that's our version of the Kasadar Sana. Kiditzan rebutim and tema omer. This was Ari's opening words to me this morning. Avi az kinamer v'kal kinesher lotz kitzvi v'gibor k'ari. The opening words. That's amazing. This is what you quoted to me. Right? So even though you can't afford it, somehow or other, save up enough just to have that little shtickle herring. Others learn, it's a little difficult to believe, but others learn, it's actually Machlokas HaPoskim, that this means that for that little bit, it's kedai to take tzedakah. That doesn't really... It doesn't fit in with the Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar's thing. Unless you're tiny, that's such a difficult thing to do, to accept charity, but it's Avi Askin Amr and so on. Tana Rabbana, Tshiva Dvarim Tshiva Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Yeshua ben Amr. There were seven things that Rabbi Akiva told his son, Rabbi Yeshua. Some learn this is Rabbi Yeshua, that is always, we call him Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, because Rabbi Akiva was bald. So this is how the Rashbam learns, because we Shlokas refers to said, there's nobody that I can't beat, but Benazir Chutz Ben Akireach. This baldy, he's like, oof. But Tosfos says that somebody should say that one time as a little bit of a joke, okay? But I mean, we see. Look at the Hakpada with the Elisha, and they called him a baldy. doesn't make sense that they would be koveya the name of Rabbi Yeshua based on his father being bald. I mentioned this in one of the essays about remember that in Korach, bald crown. The Shavuot, but Tosfos doesn't believe this Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. So anyway, but Shiva Dvarim Tzivar Ve'akivus Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. Bini, Al Teshev Begovah Shelir V'Teshaneh. Do not sit and learn in an exposed place where everybody's walking by, either because it's very Natsanua, and Torah has a Kokvuda Bas Melach Pima as a reference to Torah as well, or more logistically, people walk by, they'll bother you, they'll see you, they'll constantly dray your cup with something or another. The Alta Dur Be'ir Shiroshe Atamidei Chachamim. The worst thing is to live in a religious city. That's terrible. You go to Bnei Brak and everybody who's in charge is a Talmud Chacham. So they're not interested in anything. They're interested in going to Kerala. So the city will fall apart. You don't want to live in a place like that.
Why not?
Because they have no. They're not interested in getting involved in the fixing the streets. So the city is going to end up falling apart. They have other things on their mind. Maybe they're going to make really a career out of politics. As Rabbi Akiva couldn't conceive of where we've gone today. You should not walk suddenly into your home. Always knock on the door before you come into even your own house. For sure, never walk into someone else's house without indicating your presence. Make sure that you have na'alayim. Always, don't walk around barefoot. Hashkem ve'echol b'kaitz b'nei achama b'chor b'nei atzina. Eat early on. It's good to eat a good meal, a good breakfast. This is, I think Wheaties uses this as an advertisement. I always quote Rabbi Akiva in the back of the box. So eat a good breakfast. If it's in the winter, eat a good breakfast because it'll keep you warm. If it's in the summer, but once after it gets hot already, it's good to have your nourishment early in the day before you get overheated. V'asei shabatcha chol ve'al tetzterech l'briyas, which we had quoted before. V'avi mishtadeli madam sha'asha misachek eslo. Identify somebody who's very successful. Now, Shalom Misachak Eslo, you find people suddenly they have their moment in the sun, as Andy Warhol pointed out, 15 minutes. Catch the guy who's in his 15 minutes. And have to do with him. When we say have to do with him, we don't mean to do business with him in terms of buying or selling to him, because he'll always outwit you. So why would that be a good thing? What you want to do is you want to get involved in a business with him, to become a business partner. He's doing well, become a business partner. However, interestingly enough, that's not true. Because Hash Yom Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, note that Shmuel Bar Yitzchak pointed out, based on the Pasuk in Iyov, what's the meaning of your Mevarech, anything that his hands did? It means that having any shaykhis with Iyov, but even to sell him something. So call on notel putam Iyov mitbarech. If you manage to somehow or other have something to do with him, not a shutvis, you got that bracha too. So nafilu mizbenu they shopped on. It's kedai to actually do business, even not as a partner. And even if he does get the better of the deal, but the bottom line is the bracha that is chal on him. When a kadosh baruch is mevarech someone, ends up affecting all of those around him. It's a completely different way of looking at it. I'm not looking to the particular transaction. What I'm looking to is being connected to the Makor of Barucha. The idea of the Makor of Barucha is very fundamental. Yosef Atzadik, there's the, you know, right? The concept of Yisod is that there's a Makor to Barucha. So anyone who has a shaykhis to that makor of bracha doesn't mean necessarily that we have to work out logistically. He's doing well business-wise, and therefore I should be part of his business, make money from him. A chibur, this is the Hasidish idea of a tzaddik, is based on that reading of Yosef HaTzaddik. It's called Yosef HaTzaddik. Kabbalistically, the meat of Yisod is called the makor bracha, or Maya, in HaBracha, we sing about. So the idea over here is to actually be mechubur to bracha. Not to logistically win out. Therefore, it would be kedai even now to say not like Rav Papa. It's kedai just to have shaykhus, even to sell something, to buy something. Chamisha dvarim tzivar Rabbi Akiva es Rav Shimon bar Yochai kishoya chavush bebeis ha'asuri. What happened after Rabbi Akiva had been captured by the Romans and thrown into jail? This was after he was teaching Torah b'Rabbi. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai came to visit him. So he tells him in jail, and there's Romans standing around him, and there's a, it's not exactly a good place to learn Torah. So he says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, I'm deini Torah. So Rabbi Akiva says, are you crazy? I'm not teaching you anything over you. You need to get your head bitten off. Omar Allah, Rabbi Yoshua, I said to him, okay, I'm warning you. If you're not willing to teach me Torah here in jail, my dad's got a lot of connections. I'm going to tell him over the way you've been acting, you know, all the money you've been stealing from the government and everything. And he'll have you knocked off. So make up your mind. It's just, he's saying that's how much it means to me to learn that. Nothing's going to stop me. And if I have to get you killed, I'll get you killed. You're going to teach me. He says, oh, listen, B'ni, you'll tell me, Masha, Ege, Rotzeli, Nok, Parar, Rotzeli, Hanik. I mean, you're the child. You want the suck on my milk. But you think that the mother doesn't want to suckle. I mean, of course I would love to teach you Torah. But how can I put you into matzav of sakana? Omarlo, miba sakana. What are you complaining about? Hello, ego basakana. I'm the ego, and I'm willing to take the risk. So you don't have a right to make up your mind about my risks. And if I don't suck, I'm going to die. That's your own dictum, is the story of the fish. So you got to teach me. Marlo says, okay, I'll tell you a few things that are not openly Torah, okay? Im bikashta lechanek, if you're determined already to strangle yourself, so then hitalebi ilan gadol, make sure you strangle yourself on a tall tree. What is the meaning of that? It's very interesting. This became a source of so much controversy. And unfortunately, it's very nohug today. The pashut meaning of it is if you're willing to put yourself in a position which you're ready to take on a strong position about something, say a psak halacha. Don't say it in your own name. Make up that Rebbe Yashiv told you. Mamish, that's how it's brought by some of the poskim. Make it up.
That's what they do.
Claim that you heard it from a great man, and that way they won't think about you. So, oh, Rabbi Yashiv asked. That's all there is to it.
Maybe the pshat is you take it from the source. Otherwise, you're cheating people.
Yeah. It's a shadow. What would be the heter to go to do that? But many place connections. There's a lot of Bach Leuchtson about this thing. Others learn the Rashba learns. Instead of giving your own psak, go to somebody, learn by him, and you'll be able to quote him. What do you have to do? You want to choke already? So hang yourself on someone else. Let somebody else take the credit. Sorry?
The people have adulterated that. They say they're giving sake. Yeah. I don't know whose name to say it.
They said
they're giving sake.
Yeah. That's even better. So, but it's interesting that there is a mocker, actually. In other words, you're absolutely clear about a psak. So pretend it came from so-and-so. Furthermore, kishata malamid is bincha, you're teaching your son, landeo misefer muga. You should teach him from a sefer that has been going over and it doesn't have mistakes in it. We're referring to what? Mahi? Amarav yutem remer mishashya bechadata. It's talking about when he's learning for the first time, he's learning something. So, generally speaking, there's, as Tosis points out, people have a psychological problem with relying on things that are in black and white. The other things that you learn, you may learn something wrong, and it's self-correcting, because learning is a heuristic process by definition, and you end up figuring out that you made a mistake, but not when it's written. So if your makar originally was wrong, you're psychologically inclined to follow that makar, no matter what. I read it in the New York Times. How could it be wrong? So here you have a Torah, let's say for Torah, the Havdil. Whatever sefer you're using, if it said it that way, that's the way it's going to be remembered by him. So it's a shabash, it's a mistake. Keeping the al, once it gets into your brain, al, it's in. And very difficult to get rid of. So make sure it doesn't get in there in the first place. Lo tevashel, b'kideira shebishel b'chaver. Sorry? Did I skip? Yeah, shabash, keeping the al. A mistake, once it's in. It's stuck. Lo tevashel, b'kideira shebishel b'chaver. Don't use a pot that your friend cooked in, was referring to, my niyu, grusha bechaye bala, don't marry a divorcee while her husband is still around. The omar mar garush and asa grusha, someone who is himself divorced, who marries a divorcee, arba deyot v'mita, you've got four people in the bed. because she's thinking about her first husband, he's thinking about his first wife, and that's sure not the way to have marital bliss. V'boisema, some learn afilu ba'almana. We're talking about even a woman whose husband died, so already there's no thinking about the dead, because after 12 months, it says that there's a gzera min hashamayim, that the dead is forgotten. So there's no deus bebita. But nonetheless, the fisha in kol ha'etzba'ot shavot, not everybody has the same genital equipment, that she may have enjoyed her first husband more than she enjoys you, as the internet can tell you for sure. That's something to really worry about. Mitzvah v'guv gadol. If you're looking for doing a mitzvah and meanwhile expanding the physicality of your life, you want to make a lot of money on your mitzvah. So Elchel Perot, the girsa that apparently the Rishonim here are working on, there's very few that have the girsa low with an olive, is velo sachar. What you can do is you can eat Perot, and therefore you will make also much sachar, meaning this was called Mashkanta Desura. Mashkanta Desura, basically, you would give a loan, somebody who needs money, you'd give him a loan on his property where he doesn't need to pay it back. Because what you do is you agree that the usage of the property is worth X rand per year. And that goes towards the repayment of his loan. So at the end of Y number of years, the loan is paid off automatically. But during the course, the period of the loan, you have the right to utilize the the produce, which is worth so much and so much per year. Once you determine that amount, so it's basically like taking an option that you're guaranteed on, and you end up generally making much more money than what you would agree to accept. Because since the person is selling, let's say, for 10 years, so it's not considered to be ribis to accept the price, the standard price per year. So say, I'm going to take off 30,000 rand per year. But in reality, you may be able to make 50,000 rand. You may be able to make 100,000 rand. But since you're guaranteeing him the money, it's considered to be ribis.
Not losers.
Because, exactly. So memela, you end up lemaisa over the period of the loan making much more money than the loan, and you did a tremendous mitzvah. The guy doesn't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to think about repayment. He doesn't take any risk, and he has the money that he needs now. So there you have an intelligent way of going about doing a mitzvah for others and ending up with a guf gadol. So this is a whole discussion with the heter b'chlal of mashkanta desur l'gabi dinam of ribis. Where Rabbi Akiva is on the rabbi. This is a tremendous idea. Another thing I want to tell you is there you have a mitzvah of a guf gadol, but there's also a mitzvah of a guf tahar. A mitzvah of a guf tahar is no se isha v'lo banim, to marry a woman, even though you already have children, because that prevents you from sinning. Arba'a dvarim tzivar avinu hakadosh es banav. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi told his children four things. First of all, al tidor b'shachtatziv. You don't want to live in L.A. Because these are people, they're cynics. There's no way not to be affected by that type of environment. And it ends up making you less of a full human being. You end up cold and cynical. Don't sit down on the bed of a Aramit woman. That doesn't mean on brachas. Remember, there's a number of different parushas. Some say what that means is don't go to sleep the way a guy goes to sleep. Stop to fall asleep without thinking about Malchus Shemayim, without saying Kriyat Shema. It's not a Jewish bed. It's like sleeping on a non-Jew. The mita is Aramit. The bed is the non-Jew. Not that there's a woman Aramit. Others say, others say it means don't sleep with an Aramit, meaning not Chasram and Goya, obviously, but even a woman who is Midgayeret, you shouldn't take as a wife, because you're going to end up fighting. Every marriage has a fight, but where you're married to a Giyoret, you're not allowed to say anything that is hurtful. And your Chas V'Shalom is terrible, terrible punishment for saying something that hurts a Giyoret. So don't put yourself in a matzav where you're going to come to destroy your life by saying the wrong thing. Other people say, no, this actually means, literally, don't sit down on the bed of a woman who is an Aramait because Mishum Maisid Rav Papa. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean Mishum Maisid Rav Papa, because Rav Papa wasn't even a gleam in anybody's eyes when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was teaching his children. He lived much later. But in other words, what it means is, take a look what happened to poor Rav Papa, which was a disaster. All he did was sit down, literally, sit down on a bed. Because what had happened was that a particular woman, a non-Jewish woman, had borrowed money from him, and she wasn't repaying, and he kept coming back to try to collect the loan. So what she did was, is she took her own child, strangled him, an infant, and, you know, get rid of an infant anyway, and she told her papa when he came in, she said to him, okay, I'm going to bring you out the money, you know, just sit down for a minute. And she had the child under the blanket. And then she came back in and she starts screaming, you murdered my child, and she takes out a dead infant, calls the police, and so her papa had to leave town because of it. And so maybe Rebbe saw, like Ruach HaKodesh, that, you know, you can't trust these people for anything. Don't even sit down on a bed. V'al tavriach atzmecha min hameches, don't try to cheat on taxes. Because Dilma mashkichu lecha, what happens if they find out? V'shakri min hafkodi islach, they don't really get you. They'll take everything you got. So if there's no, you're basically referring to cases where they had tax collectors who had the right to do whatever they wanted. So if he gets angry at you, there's no limits to what he'll do to you. V'al ta'amod b'fnei ashor b'sha'asha ole min ha'agam b'fnei sh'asatan merakik bin karnav. And do not stand anywhere near a shore at the time that it's coming out of pasture, because, man, it might as well be the Sultan dancing between its horns, meaning this shore is feeling its oats, and you don't want to be the next guy that he's looking at. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, what this is referring to is a shor shachor. It's a nice, heavy-duty black shor. B'yomei Nisan, during Nisan, when the world is full of blooms and everybody's feeling their oats, well, so does the shor. And the Tani Rabbi Shaya, Marchikim Mishor Tam Chamishi Mama, a shor that has never been known to hurt anybody. You keep 50 amos away. Mishor Mua, a shor that has attempted to attack people. Mulloin up. Stay so far away that he can't see you. Tanimish made the Rebbe Meir. Reish Tura Bedikula. You're walking by, and Ashar has his head down eating inside of a feeding basket. He's not in the least bit interested in you. But you notice him. The thing to do is, Sakli Igra, run up to the roof for Shadi Dargami to talk, and then throw away the ladder so he can't follow you up. Meaning, these things turn vicious very suddenly and take no chances. Omarav, Niza de Tura Hein Hein, Niza de Arye Ze Ze, Niza de Gamla Da Da, Niza de Arba Hilmi Ayya Hilla Vechilla Kuruya. Anyway, what are these Nazias? The Nazia is a tone that you use around an animal to get it to do what it is that you want. And you see all the time that people working with animals, there's always like a little tone that they use. So every animal has its own sense of like what it responds to, what type of sounds it responds to. So if you're working with a shor, the word is hin hin, you know, your boy, that type of thing. An arye, this may be very useful for your brother, just remember this, is zeze. A camel is da-da. Camels usually speak Yiddish. A boat, a boat is this whole complicated, and this is the, you know, that Russian boat, so what they call it. That's exactly what it's like. You know, what's it called, the boat song? You know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's in my tongue. Amar Abaye, or Dag, the coast. Chame, actually, it sounds like coast chame, but it really is two separate things. Coast is chame. Beitzim, the kinim levanim. Kulam kashim and avaracher. So we'll see what each one of these things, but all of these things are bad for catching skin diseases, or even leprosy. Or, when I say skin, references to what? Mandigani amashchad etzala, somebody who will sleep on skin that's in the process of being tanned, it's not completed yet, very bad for your own skin. Dag is a reference to the shibuta fish during Nisan, and eating that causes you to break out in hives. Kos is shiuri the kasadar sana, to eat the leftovers of the kasadar sana we spoke about as kedai to have a little bit for Shabbos. Not good to eat the leftovers if it's sitting around. Chamin is a reference to hot water. This means chamimi de chamimi mishadrelu. It means taking very hot showers, having somebody pour very hot water over you in the bathhouse. It actually eventually ruins your skin and makes it more liable to catch skin diseases. Beitzim, what is that? Referring to eggs. Mandamidrach hakliping, somebody who walks over eggshells. I don't know, I'm always doing that with people I know, but Kinim Levanim, what does it mean when it's a reference to white lice? That's Manda Michvalvusha. You wash your clothing, but lo not latmanya yumi, you don't let it wait 8 days before re-wearing it. And you wear it before 8 days over. This is brilliant, because the way, in fact, to get rid of kinim, the only way to get rid of kinim is to wait long enough for the eggs to hatch that were left there and not to have any kind of nourishment. And that's actually what they tell you to do nowadays with so many kinim with kids. You wash their clothing, you let the clothing sit and wait long enough for the eggs not to be able to hatch while the child is wearing them, so they can't get back into his hair. So over here, if you put your clothes back on, so hadalavishle bayan hanach kinim v'kashim l'davarachra. So you end up, this of course I'm talking about head lice, but other lice, and that also causes problems with your skin, scabies and so on. Omer of Papa, beitadit beishunra, if you own a cat in your house, lo nail bainish below misane, don't walk around without wearing shoes. My timer, mishum deshunra kotel chivya. The reason is that cats kill snakes, they eat the snake, leaving behind the bones of the snake. They're very small bones that are in snake skeletons. If you end up stepping on one of these things, and they're curved, if it gets in under your skin, you're going to end up with a terrible infection. You're stacking, and going to end up endangered. Others say just the opposite. If you live in a house without a cat, lo neil be inish ba'achara, don't walk around in the dark. My time I do my mikrach bechiv. On the contrary, because cats you could rely on to kill the snakes. If you don't have a cat, remember in those days they had floors that were just the ground. They were just sweep. The floor was no covering to the floor. The house wasn't raised, so basically you could have snakes around there. Before you know it, do my mikrach bechiv. You have lo yado mistaken. You could end up endangered. It's very interesting that you all know the crazy situation with cats in Yerushalayim. Those cats were brought originally because of snakes in Yerushalayim. And what's interesting is, it's amazing, that I heard this from a professor of history of Yerushalayim who lives in the old city. They used to use monkeys. Yerushalayim was filled with monkeys. It's so hard to imagine, because monkeys used to chase snakes.
What do you mean was?
Oh, that's low. And there was a virus that knocked out the monkeys. So they brought in cats. But I mean, now the cat population is completely out of control because it was an imported species, basically. But that's what it was there for. It was there in order to get rid of snakes. Shloshet dvarim tzivar Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi as Rabbi. There were three things that Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi told Rabbi, which doesn't make any sense, because how would he be telling Rabbi? I mean, Rabbi would be telling him. So some indeed have the gears of Rav, which makes much more sense. That was a transition between the door of the Tanayim, the door of the Amoraim. So Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi told Rav the following three things. Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Don't get yourself hurt. What I'm referring to, mahi. It means lo taver chadina ba'adit lasa. Don't start up with three people. Never start up with three people. Because once you got three people, one of them can take you to court, and the other two can be the witnesses against you. So they'll make up something or another. You don't need enemies in which you will be helpless. So lo tavel chadina bari klasa dechad havi baldincha v'trei sahadi v'al ta'amor ala mekach b'sha'a she'en lecha damim. Don't sit around talking about how much something costs in a store when you don't have any money. For many reasons, a lot of different things. It's interesting. The post bring a lot. First of all, there's an inyan of Gnevostas. Well, no. The guy is spending time with you. He's trying to get you to buy merchandise. You have no intention of buying. Others say even if the storekeeper isn't even there, because what happens is that other people think that you're buying that, so they don't look at the merchandise. So potential buyers are basically scared away by the fact that you're already there. Others say you're going to be garam lost to the buyer. Because if a buyer sees you looking at something, then he figures, oh boy, you know, I better offer more because this guy's going to get it. So he'll go to the guy and offer more than he otherwise would have offered. Or others say just the fact that you discussed the merchandise and walked away without buying it, other people standing there will say, hey, see, this stuff isn't selling properly, so they'll offer less. So whatever it is, take into consideration the context of what's happening around you. You have to note the effects, even if they're unintended effects, in how it is that you act with people business-wise. Ishtecha tavla, if your wife has gone to the mikveh after nidos, al tizakek la laila harishona. Do not sleep with her the first night she comes back to the mikveh, which is, of course, crazy. You're mokliyav to sleep with your wife when she comes back from the mikveh. So Rav explained this is a reference to a nida d'oraisa. Nida d'oraisa, remember, now we forgot already the halacha, but mi'ikar hadin, a nida is a nida for 7 days, and even if she bled on the last day to the last minute, she can go to the mikveh, as long as she's clean long enough to be able to be tahora for bedika. She goes to the mikveh, and she's tahora. But lamaisa, since we have no indication that her bleeding has stopped, so he's giving you advice, because this was at a time yet when the minig benos Yisrael that we have, in which everybody treats themselves as if they're zaveis and they need shiva nikiyan, where of course there's no longer any problem of bleeding. It's already a week since her nidos, and more, of course, the way we do it. So, but in those days, he's saying it's not kedai because hov uchzik mayan patuach, since lamaisa there is a chazoka that she has been bleeding. Dilma mashcha zivashi may end up continuing to bleed at night, and you won't realize it. Shlosha dvarim tziva Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudas Rebbe. Again, this doesn't make any sense unless it's Rav. Al teitzei yechidi b'layla. Don't go alone at night without light. Al tamod b'fnei haner arom. Don't stand naked in front of a candle. V'al tikanes l'merchatz chadashim. Don't use a brand new bathhouse. Shema tefachet, because the bottom may break out of it. In those days, they used to have different layers, which they had the boiling water was underneath, and the fire would heat it directly. And then they had like a wooden floor, and the heat from underneath would rise, would keep the bath water warm. But very often, until it was clear that the sport was good, very often people would use it, and it would break under the weight of the people that were there, and they would fall directly into the, and people were killed all the time with it. Which is actually a tefillah, it mentions, you know, that you're supposed to daven in those days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from the fire going into the merchatz. So wait until it's established. Ad kama, how long is it considered still to be new and dangerous? Or Mishu Levi, ad yud beis chodesh. V'al ta'amod b'fnei haner aron. The reason you shouldn't stand in front of a candle naked, remember those days it's like having a spotlight on you naked. So it's very much a violation of tzniut, because everything else is pitch black, and all that anybody can see is a naked person. And it says, you can end up becoming epileptic by being in front of a ner arom. And amishamish mitatul or aner, somebody who has intercourse with a lit candle, having lo bonim nichven, he can bring epilepsy on the children that he conceives. Tanur rabbanan hamishamish mitatul mitashi tinok yoshen aleha, somebody who has intercourse on a bed where there is a child sleeping, oto tinok nichpe, that child can become epileptic. Velo amron ledolo havi barshat, it's only if he's less than 1 year old. Avel havi barshat aletlanva. Furthermore, Lo amin lo gadin ahadikari. It's only if the child is asleep towards your feet. Avagun ahadireshe letlan ba. Towards your head, it's not a problem. Furthermore, lo amin lo monach yada yeluye. This is only if you don't place your hand on the child. Avamonach yada letlan ba. This is already Kabbalistic. It's not mitami tzniut. Al teitzi yechidi balayla. The reason you shouldn't go out at night is the Tanya. It says lo yetzi yechidi balayla. Lo b'leili revi'os, lo b'leili shabbatot. You shouldn't go out on a Tuesday night or a Friday night, even though it says over here, he was telling him don't go out at all at night, mashma, at any time. But that's, we saw before, there's an afkamina between Talmidei Chachamim, that can, there's a more of a din against them, because they're prominent, than against other people. Or maybe we'll see that there was a change, a historic change in when Shadim have a right to damage. The reason that you can't go out is Mesha Agras Bas Mochlas. Agras Bas Mochlas was the name of the Shida that was in charge of all of the Malachi Chavala. Vishmonas Re Ribo Shal Malachi Chavala. You have 1,800,000 Malachi Chavala Yotzin. And Kol Echad V'Echad Yesh Lo Rishus L'Chavu B'Fnei Atzvah. Every single one of them has a right to hurt people. Now, the truth is, originally, there was nothing unique about Tuesday nights and Friday nights. But one time, Agras Bas Mochlas was going by, and she meets Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. So she says to him, Omrale, he loved the Michmas and Allah Barakiah, he's Rabbi Chanina b'Torasso, Sikanticha. If it wouldn't be that I know that in the Shamayim, they're constantly warning everybody, be very careful with Chanina ben Daisa, the guy is a tremendous God. And his terror is very powerful, and you're not allowed to hurt him. But you think you're walking around as if you own the world. You should just know how close you were to getting your head knocked off. So Rabbi Chanina said, oh, well, if I'm so kosher, you know what I'm going to do? Goes there on the alayach, so therefore it'd be usually all on. Okay, so it is my decree that you have no rishus to walk around people. Oh, no, she says, no, please. Let me have some time. I mean, I need, what am I going to do? Well, we won't be able to get passports. We won't be able to, how am I going to pass through from one place to another? All right, he says, I'll tell you what. We'll let you have Friday night anyway, nobody goes outside. Any good Jew is indoors with his family. So you can go out Friday night, and you can go out Tuesday night. It's Tuesday night also, nobody's traveling, because Monday people would travel, usually from the small cities, they would travel on Sunday in order to be in town Monday for Kriyas HaTorah or Beis Din. Everything was done on Sheni V'Chamishi. They would come back on Monday night. Okay, then Wednesday again, they would go in for Yom Chamishi, where the market was open, the Beis Din is open, the Kriyas HaTorah and so on and so forth. And then they would come back Thursday night. But Tuesday was a day off, basically.
Just an off movie night.
Oh, Tuesday's movie night, of course. So he left her Tuesday night. When else would Shadim come out but to go to the movies? Vesuchot Azim, and there was another Maisa where she meets Abaye years later. Now, she doesn't learn her lesson, this Agnes Mokhlas, you see. So she sees Abaye walking along as if he owns the world. Boy, it really gets under her skin. So she says the same thing. You love democracy, Allah Barakiah, Yizaru ben Achmenu b'toratzo, havisikanticha. You know, if they wouldn't be talking about you upstairs, I would have had you knocked off. Marla, so he says to her, well, Ichashim ne Barakiah, if I'm so choshib, Gozrani alaychi shalot ever be yishuv liyoylam. So he didn't pull back. He said, okay, that's it then. And you're finito. No more you and your company. Says the Gemara, I mean, everybody meets up with Shadim now and then. I mean, so how is it possible that it should be that the Abaya was Geyser and the Lamaisa, the Gzeres and Mekuyam? Amre, Hani Gazaita Ninu, the Shamti Susai of Atu Dabrelohu. That's the Shadim that are actually someone Gazaita Gizalosh, Gozi. Gozi means to be cut off. Ligzos. So it means Shadim that are cut off from the main body of Shadim, so they come around. Or otherwise it means Gazaita, those who are on the sides, not on the main Yishu. And they're riding along on their steeds of black, which all that are left on it is in Tolkien, you know. But those steeds escape, You know, so they have to run for a minute. So that's when you meet up with them, when they're just running, they're just chasing their horses. But you know, that's actually not their place. Okay. You? Did you got time?
Why is Abaye called Nachman?
Abaye is called, now that's interesting. I think we mentioned yesterday, that he was a total Yosef. His father died immediately when his mother got pregnant, and he died when his... And he was raised by Rabbi Bar Nachman. So some taina that the name Abaye is actually stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yasim. To remember that he was a Yasim, they called him Abaye, but he was actually named Nachmani, except since Rabbi's name was also Nachmani, so he didn't want to call him Nachmani, so he gave him the name of Abaye to remind that it's a Yasim, you have to take good care of him, and so on. There's opposite approaches. That is, on the contrary, it's called Nachmani Al Shem Rabbi. But he didn't have his own name because of that. Okay, let's just do our